اه
Jesse, since you did the last service standing, I feel like you should be a president the way you walk around state.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
You be that. Is this your first time here in the back?
Yes.
You want to come over here? Or right here? Come on over. So you can feel at home. He leaving it. Oh, that's from where I can go. Oh, thank you. That's amazing. Thank you.
White ingenuity.
But it's not.
But if you go all the way to the front, you might be off camera. No,
I still look up at the camera. But at least I have this.
Somewhat of a reference.
Yeah. James, when you say all the way to the front, how far?
When you come close to the front and you're that far away, you're
right.
Kind of out of the shot.
Oh, okay. Y'all ready?
We'll get started shortly.
Oh, okay.
He's going to start things
shortly. Did y'all see me on the Fox yesterday?
Fox?
Fox News. Well, it was Friday, right?
Trace Gallagher.
Yeah. Your mama saw it, right?
His mama.
What'd your mama say about it?
She called me and goes, Jesse on the TV.
Your mama. Were you at the women's forum this past Friday?
No.
Thursday? Were you there?
No, I was sick.
You were sick?
Never mind.
I'm sorry. It was amazing. Were you there? You were sick too? Do you drive? Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Way too much.
What?
Way too much.
They told me to count to five.
For real?
Right, James?
I think you count to eight.
Eight? Yes, to five. Quietly.
One. Oh. Not out loud. Okay. One, two. Good morning. I only got you four. Good morning. Welcome to Fellowship. I'm Jesse Peterson. Thank you all for being with me. You can get involved by going to the YouTube chat line, and I will put Hate will pass on your questions and comments to me, all right? I do appreciate it. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Morning. Ball or throw? Bro, what?
Bro.
Who? Bald? Why you say bald? Just because your husband bald. What? Why you say bald?
I mean, you got a good front hairline, so you're all right, so you can do both.
But he can't, huh?
He can't, no.
He can only be bald.
He can only be bald, but I like it bald.
And you said bald, right? You just want me to have a ball. You're jealous. I did not know I could grow hair. I thought I couldn't grow anymore. And my barber kept telling me, Jesse, why are you shaving your hair? You have hair. I'm like, no, I don't have hair. And they like, no, you have hair. He kept telling me that for a whole month or so. And so I said, all right, let me give it a try. And then I have hair. Isn't that amazing? This morning I started to comb it like the blacks. Just let it be all everywhere. I might try that. Should I comb it?
I like
Don't wear like a thing.
No, comb your hair because all right. You don't want a Amerifro. You want a Afro or what is
no,
it?
No, I want a Amerifro.
Yeah, the Amerifro is this. What I'm seeing right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, any questions or anything? Anybody here for the first time? Wow. Okay, we'll start here in the front row. Tell me your name and how did you find us? No, here first.
Okay. Her English is not very well.
No habla English? Habla no English?
She understands. She can speak a little.
Pratico? Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Gotcha. My name is Armand. We're from Dallas, Texas.
Right on. Welcome.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. And this is your first time, too? Did I see your hand? Tell us your name and how to.
My name's Ryan. I'm from Redondo.
Oh.
And I saw your podcast. And
how did you find it? I mean,
well, this thing wasn't coming on my YouTube feed.
It was?
It was not. For about a year, and then all of a sudden I found it, and I was like, wait a second, he's here?
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know you were in L.A.
Yeah, I think we have to make that clearer because I see people out on the street, and they're like, I didn't know you were in L.A.
Right.
I was even driving down the freeway, and they're like, are you visiting? I'm like, no, I live here. Okay. All right. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no.
And what's your name?
My name is Betzabeth.
What is it?
Betzabeth.
Okay. Thank you. How did you find us?
Through Hector.
Who?
My friend Hector.
Your brother?
Friend.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. And your first time?
Yeah, my first time too.
You found out the same way?
Yeah, the same way.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And your first time?
Yeah, my name is Mitchell, and yeah, I found it by the same way.
Well, okay. Welcome. And over here?
My name is Travis, and our friend Emily referred us. She'll be here shortly.
Right on. Welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Jaron. I called you this past week. I told you I'd be driving here from Ohio.
Oh, you? So,
yeah, that was me.
Amazing. Welcome, man.
Sorry about the mic.
Oh, we're from Ohio.
My name's Jason, and same as Travis, my friend Emily told me about it.
Right on. Tell Emily I said hi. Huh? Oh, okay. And you, sir?
My name is Kevin. I'm with Travis. So.
I'm sorry?
I'm with Travis. He's
oh, nice.
Guy. Yeah.
Amazing. And so, how long did it take you to drive from Ohio to here?
I left Thursday morning around 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's amazing. And you got here when?
Yesterday at around 6 o'clock.
Man, that's amazing.
It was amazing. It was definitely a much needed drive.
Right on. So. Nice. Anybody else first time? Okay. So, any questions? Y'all just came to hear me? All right. How many of you have a family? Oh, you have a question, Raymond? Did I see your hand for a question?
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Yes. Well, yes, it is.
Okay.
You see, I just received a windfall in my finances a couple of days ago. So I was wondering, should I do nothing for the time being?
Well, we'll talk about. Don't talk about your finance on the air. You get robbed.
Okay, fine. Forget about finance. I'll talk. Here's something you made.
All of a sudden, everybody want to be your friend.
Okay, I'll say this. Yesterday, I went to get a haircut, and the barber was going to charge me full price because
until now, Raymond, that's not important either.
Not important?
No,
my age is not important.
Your age?
Age? Yes.
No.
Okay.
How old are you?
65.
And your hair fell out?
Huh?
Your hair fell out?
I had a haircut.
You haven't had one in your whole life? Go ahead. What are we going to say about it?
I was going to say that The barber go ahead and charge me full price until I told him how old I was.
And you got a discount?
Yes.
Well, thanks. I needed that information.
What the?
All right. How many of you have a family? I want to talk about the family today. Let me see who have a family. Who has a family? Okay. Nice. You have a family, huh, son? I'm talking about a real family, not the dog. What's your impression of your, and I mean, when I say family, I'm talking about daddy, mother, brother, sister, cousin, wife, and children. You have that kind of a family?
I do, yes.
And what's your impression of your family?
I think they're all a little crazy.
In what way?
I don't know, just my mom's nuts, but I love her. I love her to death, you know. I have a son as well, and yeah. But I've learned, like, in my life that, like, family is probably the most important thing. It took a while, but now I've come to that conclusion.
So you have learned that family is the most important thing?
I mean, one of the most important things, I would say.
In what way?
Just through my experience, I feel like my family is the only thing that really kind of, like, stuck by my side through all the things that I went through, you know?
And they stood by your side how?
They support me to this day. At least my mom, I have a little bit rocky of a relationship with my father, but my mom and my sisters are by my side, you know?
So let's say that you're a drug addict, not that you were or anything. So you're like a drug addict. You come home every day all high.
Uh-huh.
Stealing from the family and whatever, right? Your mother stood by you in spite of all that?
In spite of all that, yeah.
And how would she stand by you?
Just showed me love and made me feel like I was, like, kind of, like, important in some ways, you know?
So she said, I love you no matter that you're a drug addict?
Yes.
And did you like that when she said that?
I mean, looking back, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And why?
Because it meant something.
It meant something?
Yeah, to me.
And what did it mean to you?
That I was loved.
Oh.
Yeah.
But your father didn't stand by you when you were drug addict?
No.
And what did that mean to you?
It made me kind of like angry and resentful, I guess.
You were resentful of your father because he wouldn't stand by you?
Yeah, in the moment.
You were not a drug addict, right?
I mean, I'm recovering.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just playing.
Yeah. You spoke to me.
Whoa, I could have picked so many other things.
Yeah.
And so your father would not stand with you, by you as a drug addict?
No.
And you didn't like him for that?
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of understand why now, you know, and having a son and like thinking about if I was on the other side, it would be difficult.
It would be difficult to stand by you?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of hurt and pain, you know, I guess.
On his part or yours?
On his part, yeah. Yeah.
Have you talked to him about it since you recovered?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
I mean, he still has a lot of love for me, so.
And so when you say family is the most important thing, right?
I say it's one of the most important things.
One of the most.
For me.
And do you mean like the whole family? The brothers, sisters, cousins, everybody?
I mean, not in my case. I'm still kind of rebuilding, but.
So your whole family not that important, it's just your mother?
No, I mean, my family is important to me, yes.
Do you mean the whole family?
The mama, whole dad, family, yeah.
Dad and mama, brother,
yes,
sister,
yes,
cousin.
Yes.
And why is the whole family important to you?
I don't know. I just think it's an important thing, I guess, to me.
And why?
Because they're my family.
They're your family?
Yeah.
But they're important and you don't know why?
I don't know. I don't know what to say, you know?
I'm sorry?
I'm like on the spot. I feel like I'm on the spot. I don't know exactly what to say.
No, don't worry. Everybody crazy. All of us crazy.
Yeah.
You're in the right place.
Right on.
And so they're important to you, but you don't know why?
No, I mean, they've stuck by my side. I love them.
Your whole family stood by you or just your mama?
Well, going through, but like growing up, like I had a good family, you know, they were there for me. They took care of me, you know?
All right. So they were good because they took care of you?
They were good because they, I feel like they gave me love. I don't know.
So you never thought about why family is so important to me?
No, I mean, I just know, like, through things and experiences, like, my family, other people have kind of, like, given up on me, and family hasn't.
Your whole family hasn't, or just parts of your family have not, has not?
I mean, like, probably my whole family, like, as long as I'm, like, doing the right thing nowadays.
Oh, so they stand by you when you do the right thing?
Yes.
But when you do the wrong thing, they don't stand by you?
I mean, some of them do.
Some don't?
Some don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you love the ones that don't stand by you when you're in trouble?
This day, yes.
But before you didn't?
No, I didn't. I did not love them. I just was in a different spot, and I kind of was just angry and resentful at things and people.
Are you over that now?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. You free?
I'm trying to be.
Are you free?
I'm trying to be.
Are you free?
I think I might be.
Amazing. Okay, let me ask from Ohio. You came a long way. You deserve to talk. What do you think about your family, your impression of your family? Are you married?
I'm not married.
Okay, daddy, you have a dad and a mama, right?
Yes, sir.
Brother, sister, aunt, cousin,
yep.
In-law, family, everybody. What do you think of that?
I don't really see them any different from anybody else in the world.
Meaning what?
Because I've come to know love, so I love them the same as I love everyone.
So
and I see that they're crazy.
Is a family important to you?
Yes and no.
I'm sorry?
Yes and no.
And so yes and no. In what way, yes?
Because everyone deserves to know truth.
I'm sorry?
Because everyone deserves to know truth.
That's why your family is important?
Well, I guess I think of everyone as my family. I don't
no,
really
I'm talking
see
about your blood family,
my blood
not
family.
Your soul family.
And what was the question again? I apologize.
Your family, you said, I asked were your family important to you. You said yes and no.
Uh-huh.
And I asked, yes, why yes, they are important.
They're not important to me.
Amazing. And so they're not important.
No,
your
sir.
Daddy, your mama, your brother, your sister, your cousin-in-law, they're not important to you.
Correct.
And why not?
Because
are you nervous?
Don't
take your shoes off.
I'm not nervous, but I had this moment play out for me about 1,000 times on my way here. So
oh, yeah.
I threw you out the window every time.
Nice.
But you came right back. So
you want to come up here?
No,
I'm playing. No. Hey, no, I'm playing. I just want to make you a little more friend.
The peer pressure got to me.
Right. And so they're not important. Your family is not important to you.
Correct.
And why not?
Because I know better than to think that they're important.
And meaning what?
Meaning that I don't identify with the fake version of love. So I don't view myself as attached to them in that way.
Do you love your family?
Yes.
And so, but you don't feel a part of them at all?
Correct.
And why not?
Because I overcame the person that I was when I
I'm losing it. Sorry.
You losing it?
Yeah, could you ask me that question one more time?
I forgot the question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
So you're making me nervous.
Sorry.
The young lady behind you want to respond. Oh, hey, are you Emily? Thank you for telling everybody.
You're welcome.
Right on. Emily, how important is your family to you? Daddy, mama, brother, sister, uncle, cousins, brother, sister, how important are they to you?
They're important.
And why?
They're important because I think that at the end of the day, they're the people that, you know, that are going to be there for you, I think, at the end of the day. I think that's why. Because, and at the end of the day, you know, they're, you know, they're most important to me as well.
In a day what?
They're also, I think that's what it is. That's really why they're so important, is because at the end of the day, we're all going to, they're the ones that are going to be there. I'm going to be there for them always. They're always going to be there for me.
Be where for you?
Just in my life still, and not, you know, they're not going to turn their backs on me.
Are you close to your family?
Some of them. Some,
why
yes.
Not the whole family?
Because of just moving around. I did a lot of moving. I'm from a different country. And, oh, I see. You know, yeah.
But do you want to be closer, though, that you don't know that well?
Yes, yes.
And why don't you?
Very much.
Why aren't you closer, though?
The distance. I mean, it's really the distance.
We don't have telephones and things?
We do. We keep in touch that way.
And why?
Because, I mean, it's obvious to them, to me, it's obvious that they make an effort. Like, they really do make an effort, even with the distance. So, and I really appreciate that. And
they make an effort to contact you?
Yes, and to get to know me, even though they're so far.
And why do they do that?
I don't know. They just do.
You never ask, what do you want?
No, I think they really care. Like, my dad. It's my dad. Like, I think he really does give a shit and, like, really want to care. And
you really
look
don't
after.
Give a what?
He cares.
No wonder he invited all guys.
I'm so sorry. What did you ask?
You love your mother?
Yes.
Are you close to her, too?
Very close to my mom. She lives here, yeah.
She live where?
Close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And why do you live so close to her?
Well, we just live here in America. She actually doesn't live that close, but she actually lives in Arizona, but we are very close. Like, I grew up with her, you know, and we're very close, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Amazing. The young lady right here. So you have daddy, mama, brother, sister, cousin, all that, right?
My dad recently passed, but I have my mom and cousins, sisters.
So is family important to you?
Yes.
And why?
Family's important, but I've also learned that everyone's crazy.
Right, but why is the family important to you?
I think we're all raised to feel like family should be the number one priority and believe that it's important. And I do think family's important, but I think that...
Why is family important to you?
I think that's a hard question to answer, because in going through some things recently, I say that I love them, but nobody really loves anybody, really, in a sense, unless you've overcome. So my answer would be different now.
But why is family important to you?
Because I care for these people.
You care for them? Why?
Because I love them with real love. So even if they're a mess and I get nothing back from them, I
still
care for them.
Why do you care for them?
Because they're my family and I love them.
And so why is family important to you?
The same reason I just gave you. I don't know how to answer you.
Right, I can tell.
Yeah.
Why don't you know how to answer that? We're talking about you and the family, you. Why don't you know how to say?
But are you talking about like my immediate family or my...
Your daddy, your mama, your brother,
not my kids,
your sister,
my husband.
Your husband now, your kids, mm-hmm. your cousin,
mm-hmm.
everybody. Why can't you answer why they're important to you?
Because I don't think it's just a one-worded answer. I think it's more than that, in my opinion.
I'm sorry?
It's not a one-worded answer, in my opinion. There's more to it, and I feel like it's more of a gray area.
We have time.
Okay.
So why is your family important to you?
Because I love them.
That's why they're important?
Yeah. But then again, this is what I'm saying. Now that I've overcome, my immediate family has overcome as well, but my family in England, it's more distant. It's there, but it's distant, right? And also, if they haven't overcome, then I feel like relationships are different.
And which family is most important to you? Me, your husband, and your kids, or the family overseas?
I don't look at it like that.
Huh?
I don't look at it like who's more important than who. Like, oh, you're on scale of 8 out of 10 and you're on scale of 2 out of 10. Like, I don't look at it like that.
Do you look at them the same?
Yeah, I feel like we should look at all people the same.
So do you look at them the same? Wow.
The relationships are different.
It's
different with different people.
Give me a yes or no to that first. Do you look at them the same?
Yes and no. Sorry.
Your son is answering for you.
Oh, I didn't realize he was. Would you like the mic?
Do you look at them the same?
Yes.
So you look at your family overseas as you do your husband and your kids?
See, this is where it's tricky, right? Because I'm saying that the relationships
so you say
are...
it's tricky?
It's tricky because I don't feel like it's a black and white answer because the relationships, for example, the relationship with my children and my husband, for people that have overcome, but my family in England who have not overcome, there are certain parts of my life that I can't share with them. And I know, like, for example, with my husband, he loves me with real love and I love him with real love, or we're doing our best to, and I don't want anything from him, right? I'm trying to stand alone, but you can't explain those principles, those things to the people in England who have no idea of any of these kind of concepts. Does that make sense?
So do you look at them the same?
Yes.
You look at your family overseas and your husband and children the same?
I think so.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's a great question.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about this couple, like, let me talk to the folks about the family. How about you in the back? Your daddy, your mother, your brother, your sister, uncle, cousin, in-law, are they important to you?
They are important, but I'm not important to them.
Are they important to you?
They are important to me.
And why are they important to you? How do you know they're important to you?
How is my family important to me? Because if you have no family, you stand alone.
How do you know that they're important to you?
Because you want to contact them. You make an effort to contact them. You text them.
No, I'm talking about you, not me.
I make an effort to contact them through texts or phone calls or emails, etc.
And why?
Well, because being without a family is a terrible thing.
In what way?
Because then you're completely alone. And
when you have a family, you feel you're not alone?
Exactly. Most people do.
No, you.
I definitely feel alone if I don't have the support of family, like my brother or my son, etc.
And so do you have the support of your family?
Semi. I mean, right now, my 21-year-old is ghosting me in Santa Clarita.
And so do you have the support of your family?
Do I have the support of my family?
Wow, I didn't know this question would be so deep. I thought everybody would be like, this is going to be an easy thing to deal with. I'm sweating. It's hard on the black man. Go ahead.
I mean, I have a brother in Canada. He supports me grudgingly.
Are they important to you?
Yes, they are important to me.
And so, but they don't like you now, right?
They don't like the situation I'm in now.
And so do you feel alone?
Yes, I do feel alone.
And do you feel alone when you have them, when they are with you?
I feel less alone when I have their support.
But you still feel they disappoint you. Let's say they like you. They all came around you, y'all partied, but they didn't support you. Would you still feel alone?
Yes.
And what kind of support you want?
I mean, I want them to care for me.
Like how?
I mean, like, to care about my well-being, I care physically or mentally.
Why do you want them to do that?
Because then I would feel completely alone without that.
So if they were all around all the time, but they didn't care about your well-being, that wouldn't be enough for you?
No, because then it would be a shallow relationship.
And how do you know? Suppose they say, we care about your health. We care about you. You want some bread. You're hungry. We'll take care of you. You feel better?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone wants family. I mean, I don't think anybody here, husband or wife or anyone, would say, oh, no, family's not important.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, family.
Family is extremely important.
Okay.
It's like, I mean, God, family, country, et cetera.
Right. Country is important, too?
Of course country is important. I mean,
so if the country didn't support you, would you like the country?
America is the greatest country on earth.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah, you can be cynical all right you
here.
Want.
Right here.
Yes.
How important is your family to you? Your daddy, mama, brother, sister, cousin, in-laws, and all that?
They're important to me. I do prioritize my parents and my lady. They're important to me because I identify with them.
So your whole family is important to you?
Not my. They all are. I don't think about my extended family. I think about more my parents and my lady, because that's what I can handle right now.
What do you mean by that?
If I can take on more responsibility, then I will give more attention and time to extended family.
So you prioritize your father, mother, and your lady?
Yep, now my lady first, because I believe my lady and I have to become one, and my parents will take, I guess, second place there.
So you put your lady before your mama?
After our marriage, yes.
How about not now, though?
We're not married yet.
So she's not before your mama now?
See, I can't say yes
can
or no.
Can you understand what we're saying right now? You ain't before your mama. Or la bloodstain or the sila. No mommy.
I've been independent from my parents for a while, so I guess I don't think about it that way. I never thought about it like that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is she before your mama? She's not before your mother right now, right?
No, she's first now.
Over your mother?
Yes.
Does your mother notice?
I believe so.
What's her first name?
Anahit.
Anahit, you're not first. And why do you need to prioritize it like that?
Well, because I believe that the son is, I'm supposed to honor my parents. And I do, but after the son gets older, you know, I had to leave the house
right. And
find my way. And I finally, you know, I found my lady. And so I have to create my own family.
Oh, okay.
And become one with my lady.
And so once you do that, your other family member won't be that important to you?
They will still be important to me. I'll still honor my parents.
What does it mean to honor them?
Well, I learned from you it's to forgive them,
right.
which I did. And after that, to remember that we all have the same spiritual struggle.
Does your lady obey you?
Yes.
She obey you right now?
Yes.
Is she going to do that once you get married?
I believe so.
Have you asked her?
Yes.
And what'd she say?
She said yes.
Oh, don't believe it. No. Oh, she understood that. Are you going to obey him? Obey?
Are you going to listen? Like if I say something, you're going to listen to what I say?
Yeah.
She said, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to remember that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, let me go here. Yes. How important is your family to you? Daddy, mama, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, aunts, and all that.
Very important.
Very important? And why?
Because, well, my parents gave me life.
They gave you life?
Life.
How?
Well, I'm here.
I'm sorry?
I'm here.
I know, but how did they give you life?
They support me. They're there for me.
They're there for you. So if they were not there for you, would they still be important to you?
Yes.
They would be? Why?
Because they're special. So
they're special? In what way?
I guess it's hard to say.
It's hard to say?
In many ways, yeah.
It's hard to say how they're special to you? So why do you think they are special? Any day now. How would you say?
It's because it's complicated.
I'm sorry?
It's complicated.
What?
It's complicated.
It's complicated? Oh, it's a special complicated thing?
No, it's, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying right now.
Sorry. This is fun, huh?
Sure.
So it's a special complicated thing?
I guess, yeah.
I'm sorry?
I guess.
And why is it complicated?
We don't have the best relationship.
You don't? And why not?
Well, we're all like scattered, we're separate. And I guess they prioritize other stuff before like me or my siblings.
Speak up a little bit. So what now?
They prioritize other things, like above me and my siblings.
Oh, okay. Are you close to your mother?
Not really.
Your father?
A little bit more, yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. All right. The young lady in white, and then I want to come over here a little bit. Oh, Miss Alabama is back. Hey, Miss Alabama. Your father, mother, brother, sister, cousins, and all that, your family, are they important to you?
A little bit.
And why a little bit?
And why? I've let that go.
I'm sorry?
I've let that go.
Let what go?
The attachment.
No, but are they important to you?
A little bit.
And what's a little bit?
I mean, I don't think about them every second of the day. So, you know, they're important. I appreciate them. I'm grateful. I'm here because of them, but, you know, I'm on my own path.
And so you said they're important to you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you appreciate the things they have done?
Right.
Can you take them or leave them?
I believe so, yeah.
And why do you believe that?
Because I let go of that attachment.
You have?
Yeah.
Were they important to you before that?
Yes, definitely.
And why?
Mainly because on my mother's side, my mother and my grandmother, they would continuously like mention how much I should appreciate my parents, especially my mom. So it was just the constant reminder. And so it was even more of that like confirmation that I should let them go afterwards, after coming here and hearing that message.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you. Right, let's go to Miss Alabama. So you just walked in, but the question is your family important to you? Your daddy, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your cousin, uncle, nieces and nephews and all that? Are they important to you?
Important is a big word.
I-M-P-O-R.
It's a huge word to place on.
Meaning what?
Important, like you hold them to a high place of yeah, you hold them to a high place.
So are they important to you?
Important, yes, in a way.
Yes, in a way?
Well, in a way, in a sense of they're the base of what's familiar to me.
Are they important to you?
In some concepts, yes.
Meaning what?
Well, they're important to me in a sense of, I don't know.
Wow, like, I didn't know it was this difficult, Joelle. I know Joelle's family is not important to him.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry?
I really don't know how to answer that then, because they are, but they aren't important.
And how are they?
They are important in a sense of just my upbringing. And like I said, like they're the base of what's familiar for me. But as of right now, like counting everybody, like the uncles and the cousins and all of that, not necessarily, because it doesn't affect me now, but they are important. It's kind of like knowing where you came from, in a sense.
So they are important to you, kind of.
Yes.
But then kind of not.
Not exactly.
In what way are they not important to you?
Like, they're not important to me because I know at the end of the day, I have my own life, and my beliefs may be different from their beliefs, and they may want to do a different thing than I want to do. So, you know, they're not important to me in a sense of what I'm doing as an individual.
Meaning what?
Like, what do you mean?
Then help me, Jesus. So they're not important to you as an individual, you say?
Like,
did you say that?
Well, they are, but they aren't.
Well, we're back to that again.
Because they are, but they are not, you know?
Are you close to them?
I am.
To you, all of them?
Most of them.
Why not all of them?
Well, because some of them are just a little different.
And so you're not, the ones you're close to, they're just like you?
Not quite, but they're not too far off.
And the ones you're not close to, they're not like you at all? They're too far off?
Not at all.
You're not close to them at all?
Well, I'm not close because they're just different. I'm just not close because we just have nothing that really binds us besides us being related.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did you know that was a tough question if you were asked?
I did not know that. Because you said the definition of important. I'm like, well, are they important? Because there are some important things, but are they really important?
Are they? Don't ask a mama. Who said no? Don't ask her for a mama. Oh, I thought you said no. Oh, okay. They are, but they're not important.
I think in my brain, I place them as important because they're like my creator, like my mother and my father. So
they created you?
Yes.
How?
Well, you know, they had sex and I'm here.
So all he did was put the bread in the oven.
But if he
didn't.
He did
nothing else after that.
But if he didn't, I wouldn't be here.
If he didn't what?
If he didn't do it.
You'd be somewhere else.
I wouldn't be here.
Somebody would have made you.
Not me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
What a mess. Okay, let me do this because I have another part to this question. The young lady in the back. How important is your father, brother, sister, cousin, mother, nephew, uncle, niece? Is family important to you?
No.
They're not important to you. None of people important to you?
No.
And why not?
Because when you first asked, I was like, no. And then I could just hear the devil saying, what do you mean they're not important? What do you mean? Like, of course they're important. And I just knew they're not.
And why not?
Well, one, because I could hear that over and over and over. Like, how could you say that? And then he immediately brought up my daughter. But I realized if I can't get myself right, then how are they important? Like, you know, like it's just not there.
But why is it? Have you always thought your family were not important to you?
No, I mean, of course I thought they're important to me.
And why did you think they were important before, but
well,
not now?
Well, because you hear it, like family's so important, and family this, and family that.
I'm sorry?
You just hear it, like it's every holiday, you're going to get with your family. You know, it's just embedded in you.
But so now you don't think your family members are important here at all?
No.
You don't care about them?
I mean, I wish them well.
That's about it?
That's about it.
Whoa, do they know you don't like them?
Well, when I overreact and I'm angry, of course they don't. They know.
So at one time you thought your family members were important to you?
Yeah, of course.
And you thought that because somebody said it, you say?
Yeah, and just, you know, because you think, oh, they made me. It's my dad. It's my mom. Like, I'm supposed to get along with them. You know, just society, just that's what it does.
And so how about family members are always back, you have your back?
Not really. I mean, I moved out at 17 and...
Did they have your family, your back at 17?
I mean, I was out my own, doing my own thing and...
Did they have your back at 16 before you left?
I mean, my father raised me. I was, you know, obviously he provided a home and...
But nobody had your back.
I don't really know what that means. Like they're...
You know how families are supposed to stick together. Because that's your family.
I mean, they get mad at you and then they're not together.
I'm sorry?
You do something they don't like and you're not together. So it's just like a facade.
But how about families stick together? Why don't you stick with them even though they won't stick with you?
Well, I just, you know, I was with them for when I was growing up, and then I was like, okay, I got to move out now.
And oh, I moved okay. out. This young man want to respond in here. How important is family to you?
Very.
And father, mother, brother, sister, cousin, and why?
Not everybody, but...
How about those people? I just... Daddy, mother, brother, sister?
They're my foundation. They established a relationship with me of... countless support for so many years, so I'm reciprocating.
And so your whole family has established some foundation for you?
Some of them haven't, but that's okay.
Are you close to those? Are they important to you?
Yes.
Those who haven't established a foundation?
Yes.
And why?
They're still blood.
They still blood?
Yeah.
And that made them very important to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You get along with all of them?
No.
And why not?
Because some of them are too plugged in.
They're too plugged in?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. How about you? How important is family to you?
My parents are important to me.
Your daddy, your mother, your brother, your sister, cousin, uncle, aunt, nephew, nieces.
Father and mother.
I'm sorry?
My father and my mother are important to me.
But not the rest?
Not really.
You don't care about them?
I mean, I would tell them I care about them.
You would tell them that? But you'd be lying?
I mean, kind of. It would be out of politeness.
I'm sorry?
It'd be out of politeness.
So you would say, I care, this would be nice?
Yeah.
And you really don't care?
I mean, I I guess not. I don't know. I mean, my parents are important to me, but everybody else kind of comes and goes.
Really? And so why do you lie to them and pretend they're important? Why don't you say, no, you're not important to me?
Probably just so that it doesn't create discord in the family.
Oh, you lie to keep the peace?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, I don't go out of my way to tell them they're not important to me. But
And so why do you... So your father and mother are important to you?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
I I guess because I believe I have a religious duty to honor my father and mother.
You have a religious duty?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means I read it in the Bible.
You read it in the Bible? So if you'd have had that religious duty, they wouldn't be that important.
No, no. I mean, they're also... Look, they raised me, and they put up with me for decades. So I think that deserves a little bit of appreciation. They're good people, too. They built a good family. They invested they must a lot not in build, us. Pardon me?
How do you build a good family? You lied to the other family members that you care about. It must leave you out of the good part.
The discord or lack of relationship with the rest of my family, I don't think has anything to do with them.
I'm sorry?
I said my lack of a relationship with other people in my family or any discord that may exist, I don't think has anything to do with my parents.
So if your parent didn't want anything to do with you all of a sudden, would they be important to you? Would they still be important to you?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, in the same way that I'm very appreciative of them and I respect them and I admire them in a lot of ways. They're good people.
Oh, okay. Amazing. I have another part to this question, but you and Sean may be thinking this question. Not the only way, but because you talk about how much you like your brothers. I love my brother and my daddy. But is family important to you?
You know, this question is deep. And if you had asked me this question before I met you, I would say yes. I would have said yes. As I'm sitting here, you know, pondering it, though, I don't really know. I appreciate my family. You know, I enjoy our conversations. We don't always agree. I'd be friends with them if we weren't family. However, I'm not sure what it looks like to express them as being important.
You're not sure?
To me. Like, what does that mean exactly? If they get hurt and call me in the middle of the night, I rush over. I would do that, but I would also do that for a friend. I would do it for a neighbor.
So you don't know what it means for your family to be important to you?
I'm not sure what
and
that
why not?
Means. Because what is important? It's important. If I define important, them being important to me is, okay, if they're hurt in the middle of the night or if there's some urgency, I would rush to them. I'd get on a plane and fly wherever I need to be.
Why?
As a show of support.
Why?
Why? I believe it would be supportive. It depends on the urgency, but I would want to be there. Like if it were a life-threatening matter or something like that. My point is I would do that for a neighbor. If a neighbor were hurting,
your family,
I would be at their side. So.
Your family is not important to you.
It doesn't sound great to say that, and I feel a little guilty, like saying, like when
I'm
you frame
surprised.
It that way.
I'm sorry.
I almost feel guilty because of the way you're framing it. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know how I would distinguish them as being important versus a friend being important.
So is your family important to you?
I don't think anyone is necessarily important.
How about family?
Okay. See, now you're making me feel guilty. I just feel
I'll
guilty.
I'll make you feel what?
Like you're causing me to feel
I'm
guilty.
I'm not calling you feel anything.
Well, I'm feeling guilty.
What the?
So, I mean, I told you. I would hang out with my family if they weren't my family.
Huh. Trump need to hire me.
He does.
No. But go ahead. Is your family important to you?
I adore my family. If they weren't my family, I would hang out with them.
Is your family important to you?
Oh, gosh. I don't even want to answer.
That's amazing.
It's just so deep. Yeah. Because what if they hear this? They're not going
what
to
if they
understand.
Hear it?
They would not. No one would understand what
that they're not important saying. To you.
No, they're not. But no one is. Like, I'm not important to me.
I didn't ask you about you two. Okay. I asked only about your family.
You did. Jesse, I'm feeling on the spot right now, like that guy over there.
Go sit next to him.
I should.
And what does it feel like to be on the spot right now?
It just feels so uncomfortable right now because I am from such a close-knit family. So, but the question, the issue I'm having with this question is what. Like, what is important?
It's a simple question.
What does that mean?
No, that
it isn't simple.
It's quite simple.
No, it isn't.
Is your family important to you? That's a straightforward, simple question.
The question in and of itself
is simple. I didn't realize I was going to take this long with this question.
I wouldn't think it would
either. I thought we were going to zoom through it. So what now?
I wouldn't. It's so simple. It's such a simple question, but the complexity lies in... what is important?
No.
That's where
the complexity lies in. Is your family important to you?
Well, would you give me an example of what important is then?
I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T.
Not the spelling.
What do you mean to a hate?
Does it matter to you emotionally or whatever?
Does it matter to you emotionally? Are they important to you?
Well, of course they matter. I mean, I care
for... Are they important to you?
Yes. Not, well, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a family?
No.
You don't have like a mom and a daddy?
No.
You look like you don't have a family.
No, I don't.
Doesn't she look like she don't have a mama or dad or nobody?
I don't.
You don't have a family?
No.
And why not?
Everybody dead.
Really? And they left you alone?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I don't mind being alone. It's not, it's fine.
So why you look like you don't have a family?
I don't know.
All right, this young man. So is your family important to you? Your daddy, your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin,
so,
your uncle, your aunt? And
so I didn't have a family growing up. I was abandoned at 13. My mom died when I was 10.
So you didn't have a family?
No, I have a daughter.
She doesn't have. She need a family member.
But you know, I was thinking about this question. I liked what a couple people said, and I actually looked up the word "important," and it says strongly affecting the course of events in nature. If I was to remove pride and ego, and what other people thought of me, my honest answer would be no, they didn't, because the things that I had done in my life, I didn't take my family as important enough to make sure I didn't affect them. Do I want them to be important to me? Do I want my family to be the significance, like my daughter, because I have a 23-year-old daughter? Do I want her to be the catalyst that changes my life? Absolutely. But what I'm growing to understand is I have to make that relationship with God, that connection with God first.
So is your daughter important to you?
Yes.
Your daughter, how old is she?
She's 23.
She's important to you?
Yes.
And why?
Because I'm doing... because I don't want to hurt her the same way that I've hurt other people. So I'm doing
what... So your daughter is important to you because you don't want to hurt her?
Because she's the connection.
To what?
To feel a part of in this world.
I'm sorry?
I mean, to feel a part of. That with, you know, in the definition where it says the significant, something that significantly changes the course, she is that person in me the same way God is.
So your daughter is important to you because it made you feel connected?
She's making me be a better person.
So your daughter is important to you because she's making you be a better person?
Yes.
You would not be a better person if it wasn't for her?
For the last 15 years, I wasn't.
So you're a better person because of your daughter?
Because of God first. God first, but yes, because of not wanting to put her through pain, she's important.
So you don't need her to make you a better person?
I can't answer that because she's in my life.
I'm sorry?
I can't answer that because she's in my life.
But if she wasn't, you would be a better person.
I wasn't when she was, but now that she's in my life, I don't know.
So you believe because that if she wasn't in your life, you'd go back to being a crappy person?
Honestly, maybe.
Really?
I'm being honest with you.
No. Like, that's what I mean? Want.
Like, absolutely. Like, I didn't have her for 15 years of my life, and that's what fed my addiction.
And how are you a better person now?
God first. My relationship with God has allowed me to be a better person.
But how are you a better person?
I'm trying to be honest in everything I do. I'm trying to stay sober. I'm trying not to hurt people. I am trying to give back. You know what I mean? And all this comes from God, you first and foremost. And so that's why I can...
Repeat that. What comes from God?
The importance of the being a better person.
Name the thing you just said came from
honesty,
God.
Honesty, sobriety, being of service, taking care of myself, not holding the guilt and shame that I struggle with.
But none of those things are from God.
Without God, I'm a horrible person.
I'm sorry?
Without God, I'm a horrible person.
You're what?
A horrible person.
A horrible... But you have your daughter. She can save you.
She did for the last 15... I mean, and this is removing pride and ego. No, she didn't. Because so I was too focused on my addiction.
If you have your daughter or God, would you go back to being a horrible...
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because, the Bible even says, I'm nothing without God, without Jesus.
Amazing. Okay. Interesting. Thank you. Let me ask this. Oh, let me ask Joel about this. Family thing, because we had a talk this morning. His mother left him out. Is your family important to you? Your daddy, your mother, your brother, your sister, aunt, cousin, grandparents, and everybody?
I never think about it. I never think about it. So no, because I don't even.
They're not important to you?
They're not a thought enough to become anything.
But now that we're thinking about it.
I don't think about them for them to have any value.
So, you.
I don't have any value. I don't see them as any value. Meaning, like
your family have no value.
Right. Like, there's no. There's no care to worry, to think, to wonder how they're doing.
You've always been that way.
I mean, I've always kind of been disattached a little bit, but not to the extent that I am now, you know, learning, but...
So all your life, your family never had any value to you?
I just never thought about it, and we weren't raised to really, like, because in my immediate family, we don't, like, hug and do the I love you thing. So, but we knew it. It wasn't that it wasn't there. We knew it. But there was always just like an independence even from each other.
So when you growing up, you never thought, my family don't love me.
I never thought about it in that way. Like, oh, I love my family or, oh, I don't love my family.
Really?
It was never.
Do they know you don't care about them? You never thought they have no value?
No, they know. I think sometimes they think of it in a bad way.
Oh.
Right. Like, why doesn't he come around as much? Or?
So they thought of you all that way all your life and you thought of them that way too?
Thought of me which way? What do you mean?
Like, not that important.
Well, I think that they had a different value. They had a different, like, maybe perspective on what family means, but they never showed it. They never went out their way to, like, you know, show it with things or affection.
I'm going to restate this. I have another part to it. But I saw Hassan Hanford.
Yeah.
Hassan, your family, your daddy, your mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, nephew, are they important to you, of value?
No, sir.
And they've never been?
I did prior to, like kind of understanding and waking up or whatever, you know, they were.
So your family used to be of value to you, but now that you're awake, they're no value to you?
Like my mom and my dad, yeah.
But not no one else in your family?
No, because I have a bunch of relatives, and I've never met any of them because they live in different countries, so it never was important to me.
So why did you think that they were of value to you before, but not now?
Well, I don't want to be a Bible thumper, but it wasn't until I read that thing.
No, but not before you read the Bible. I mean, when you were growing up and before you heard what I was saying and stuff like that, you thought they were of value to you, right?
Yeah.
And why?
Because I thought they created me, and I understand that God creates us. And
no, not that yet.
Yeah.
But when you didn't know God created you, they were important to you.
Okay, yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
And why?
Well, back then, my mom was just God.
I'm sorry?
My mom was like God.
Okay. So your mother was like God. That made her valuable to you. And, yeah. And how about your father? You said your father too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was valued to you? Important yes. To you? How? Why?
Probably because he also looked at her like God.
He looked at your mother like God?
Yeah.
So your dad looked at your mother like God, you looked at her like God, so she was a value?
Yeah.
So your mother and your father is important to you now? Are important to you
no.
Now?
No.
What?
No.
They're not? And why not? Well, I know you're going to give me the Bible.
Well, I'm going to give you this Jesus thing.
Yeah, hold on.
But it's a good thing. Please?
Okay.
Okay. When they came to Jesus, and they were like, your family's outside, they want to talk to you or whatever, and he said, my family's sitting right here with me.
But what did I have to do with you?
I just wanted to say it for the soundbite.
Okay. Oh, mess. Yes, sir. I saw your hand. Your family, your daddy, mother, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, aunt, uncle, nephew, niece, are they important to you, of value to you?
Breaking down that question, are they important in my life or are they important to my existence?
Are they important to you?
To me.
To you.
But who is me? As you say, who are you?
Like, oh, Lord.
My physical me or my spiritual me, you know.
Are they important to you?
In my everyday life, yes, but not in my not for my existence.
How
like,
are they
I have
important?
Cousins that, and they've asked me for help. Oh, yeah, can you let me borrow this tool? Yeah, go ahead. Hey, can you let me borrow your truck? You know.
How are they important to you in your everyday life?
Well, they help me out and I help them out. But
if
they're
they
not important
did,
to my existence.
If they did not help you out, would they be important to you?
Well, not, I'll just keep living my life, you know, but they're not essential
they
to my existence.
If they did not help you out, would they be important to you?
Would they be important to an extent? Yeah.
And to an extent, no?
Yeah.
What extent they would be important to you?
If they ask me for help, I'll help them.
But let's say they never ask you for help and they never help you.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be important to you?
I'll go to the funeral.
Would they be important?
I'll go to their funeral.
Would they
but
be important?
They
to
don't
you?
Affect my everyday life. They're not essential to my existence. So, I mean,
would
just
they
let
be
them be. I'm not going to judge them or anything. So,
but would they be important to you?
Would they be important? Not to my everyday life.
Would they be important to you?
To me? No.
Oh, so they're not important to you, only because you're getting something.
Well, then they're getting something from me, too.
And that's why
we all need everybody. We need help, too. I mean, we're living in this world. I mean,
okay.
We need some help sometimes, and then someone, we need help from someone, you know.
Okay.
Right? I mean.
How many, are your family important to you? Your daddy, your mama, your brother, your sister, uncle, aunt, cousin, nephew, niece.
Man, this is a real, so just know in all reality, I have to look at your questions and really try to break it all the way down to the
no.
core.
No, I'm not talking, I'm talking
no.
about, I'm just asking.
They're not, no.
No, look at real reality, look at your reality.
No.
Are they important to you?
No.
And they've never been important to you?
No, they've been important to me, absolutely.
And why were they important to you then?
I'm looking at it in a in a physical sense. In a physical sense, you look for them. Like, let's say when you were a baby, you looked at somebody to feed you. Like, you weren't able to, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't able to work when I was an infant, you know what I mean? So someone had to provide
why
something
why were they
for
important
me.
To you as
because
an adult?
As an adult?
Yeah.
Because I was caught up in my ego.
No, but you didn't know that.
I didn't.
Okay, but why were they important to you?
Because I felt like they belonged to me, I belonged to them. It was my ego. It was a sense of something of unity, or you have commonalities. You know, you have similar characteristics, traits, you know, so they were important to me. But that was really on a physical sense.
But
so
now they're not important to you at all?
No.
Your daddy, your mother, your brother,
no.
Your sister?
No. I mean,
nobody.
Mom and dad, man, they did, so.
Would you be saying that if they were alive?
With my understanding now, yes, absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah. So I got to do this. Hey, is your family important to you? Yeah?
Yeah.
And why?
I just feel like a loyalty to them.
And why?
I was kind of stuck with them, you know, growing up. And
that's why you were stuck with them.
And there's stuff about them that I appreciate. And it's always something that I can go back to and see now and then. See
so if you were not able to do those things, would they still be important to you?
I think that they kind of would be, because I still like think about my grandparents who've died, and there's no seeing them. And they're still, I feel like they're important to me still.
Okay. Amazing. How many people live near their parents? You live near your parents? Okay, so you did like this. And how old are you?
I'm 22.
How much?
22.
Why do you live near your parents?
Well, I live with my uncle.
Why do you live near your parents?
He lives with his uncle.
He doesn't speak English?
He understands it.
I understand, oh. And I'm still learning too.
I'm sorry?
I'm still learning, too.
I'm sorry?
I'm still learning the language, too.
Oh, okay. So you're 22 and you live with your uncle.
Yes.
And so do you live near your parents? With your uncle?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah.
And you live near your parents?
Yeah.
And why?
Because rent is expensive. No, I'm just playing. Because I don't know, there's unity still.
Unity?
Yeah.
With what?
With everything. Like in
what type of unity?
Like support.
What type of support?
Emotional and like achievement too.
It's what?
Achievements.
Achievements? Mm-hmm. Oh. If you didn't have that, would you live near them?
Not really.
Why not?
Well, because, I mean, it would just be, you know, well, I mean, it's going to be a point that I'm not going to live with them, and I'm still going to have their support, I feel.
You said there would be a point what?
That I'm not going to live with them anymore.
So you live with them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're not living
with
them?
Well,
near.
I only live
you're
with my dad.
With. How old are you?
22.
Oh, 22.
Yeah.
And you still live with them?
Well, just with my dad.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. You live near your parents?
Me?
Mm-hmm. You don't? Oh, okay. What's your hand again? Let me see your hand. Dave, you don't live near your parents. Why do you live near your parents?
Why? Because I want to. Because I like hugging my mom in person.
I'm sorry?
Because I like hugging my mom.
You do?
Yeah.
And why?
Because I love her.
Are you joking?
No.
Are you serious?
What do you mean?
So you live near your parents because you like hugging your mama?
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
Why do you like hugging your mama?
I don't know.
You don't have
She's
a wife?
My mom. Huh?
You have a wife?
No.
A girlfriend?
Not at the moment, no.
And so you don't have a girlfriend to hug?
No.
And so if you had a girlfriend, would you still live near your mother for some hugs?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
What the? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
25?
Yeah.
Did I see your hand?
Yeah.
You live near your parents?
Yeah, I'm from here. Everybody lives. Most people live here.
And why do you live near your parents?
There's no reason. It's just I work here. They just happen to live here, too. I've moved away many times.
And you move back?
Yeah.
And why?
I missed home, and where I was never going to be permanent anyways.
And why?
Come back to friends and family.
And why?
For the obvious reasons of having people to hang out with and catching up with your family.
Oh, okay.
I missed them when I was gone.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see your hands again. You live near your parents?
Yeah.
And why?
Because we had some hardships and they were helping us out.
Amazing. And you like grown, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. You live near your parents?
Yes. I live on the same property, but not in the same house.
And why?
Because I work with my father. We run the same business together, so it doesn't make any sense for me to move away. Well, I could just be there in the same property.
And why not?
Well, because it's their property. I live in one of the units in the back. I pay them rent, cheap rent, so why not? anybody else would do that, right? I mean, why pay expensive rent somewhere else?
We're just talking about you right now.
Yeah, about me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How important is your family to you?
Not very. But I'm not saying that like a bond answer or something like I'm detached.
Right.
No, I'm saying that because it's really always been like that ever since I was a kid. They've never really been very important to me, but I wanted it to be. Like, I always heard the word important and family matters and they love you, they'll always be there for you. And so I believe that. And but my actions wouldn't show it. Like, I do whatever I want. They make me mad. I'd act in ways I didn't want to. And so I struggled with that my whole life. Like, I'm supposed to care for them, but I don't.
But you wanted to?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Francisco, you had your hand that you live near your parents?
I do.
And why?
Close to work. It was convenient for me. I can get a warm meal a couple times a week. I take care of my brother, and I take care of my mom, and so it's easier to do that.
Amazing. Who else lives near their parents? You live near your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, and why?
Just happen chance right now.
I'm sorry?
It's just happen chance.
I
moved from San Diego here to L.A., and then my mom's... We just moved out of the house about 9 weeks ago. I actually don't know where my mom is right now. She's somewhere in Riverside area.
But you live near them?
Yeah, just by happen chance, though, that I'm here. But I would want to tend to live next to her. My mom's older and has dementia, doesn't have very much long to live, and she wants to see me. So I would want to live next to her.
So if you want to see you, why you don't know where she's at right now?
I'm going to be visiting her pretty soon because...
Well, you don't even know where she's located. She doesn't seem to care about you being around or not.
No, she does. She wants to see me bad right now. But why does she leave you? No, because my mom's house got sold and we moved out.
Okay.
I'm living in an RV on the streets.
All right. Amazing.
Yeah, DJ Darren in chat. There you go.
Okay.
Hi, chat.
You live near your parents?
They live in Riverside.
Oh, so you don't live near them?
No.
You live away from them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amazing. Daryl, you live near your parents?
No, they're kind of... Well, I thought until you said Haig doesn't live by his parents and that I thought about the distance.
He's apparently like, way over yonder.
Yeah, there's the same kind of thing.
Oh, so you don't live near them?
Right.
Right. Okay. Do you live near your parents? No. Okay, he said no. This is so interesting to me. I didn't know. And the reason I asked about all this is because I talked to a lot of people, and in all families, there's a lot of trouble, a lot of mess. No family is together. No family one. And so I asked, well, why do you bother staying around your family? And they say, because it's family. We have an obligation. Your family look out for you. Your family this and that, right? But it's all an illusion. It's not even real. Family members don't even like one another. They don't, I don't know one family, including a rich family, poor family, single family, that are close. And so yesterday I had an amazing conversation with Sean about his family. And then I hear you talk about your family a lot. And then Sean talked about, without getting into everything today, how he was raised. And he was raised to be independent. He was raised to be a doer, like, you know, kind of to be independent, do his own thing. So he can either take it or leave it. And wherever he goes, he survives. It's not like he's some little baby, got to run back home because he missed the family and blah, blah, blah. Nor that the family don't even like each other anyway. And God said that our family is not our real family. Our blood family is not our real family. Our real family are those who have been truly born again of God. Not Bible thumping family, but those who overcome anger and the ego has died. That's your real family. And this other stuff is fate. And even when you get married, he does say, get far away from your family. Go away. Don't keep them around your mother and father or the woman's mother and father. But I notice that in most marriages, if not all, the husband keep his wife near her family or near his family, but most of the time near her family. And I wonder, why does that happen? And it's because the mother worked overtime to keep the family near her. She made that happen. She brainwashed the kids, and she makes you feel guilty if you want to take the family away from her. And I wonder, why does she do that? And I realize it's all about control. She want to still feel like the mama. She still wants you to cater to her. And she'll destroy your family if you don't. And so it's rarely do you find the father trying to encourage that. Once in a while, maybe. But most of the time, it's the mother that's doing that. So that's not from God. And it doesn't mean you care about the family or they care about you. That's why I asked, if your family didn't do things for you, would you want to be around them? The answer is no. Because it's not natural. It's not natural to be an adult, especially men, but not just men. But it's not natural. I don't even think animals stay with each other when they get grown, right? When they drop the baby, don't they go? It's not natural to hang out with your family. How would you build a life for yourself if you didn't go build your own life? How would you become the light of the world if the light all stayed in one place? How would you return to the Father if you never dealt with challenges in your life to see what's really going on with you? It's not natural. When I was growing up, and I could use that, it wasn't even thought of that I would stay anywhere near my family. Or my uncles or aunt, everybody left. And it was just natural to leave. And when they got married, they didn't move back near the family, near their mother or father. They went out there and they built their own life, their own families. If they wanted to go back visit, they did. But it wasn't out of guilt of having to go back. You're not going to have a good life. Family members don't like each other. And when I left home at 18, I remember for a while feeling that lonely feeling, right? But I got over that real fast. You're not supposed to be driven by loneliness because it's going to keep you in hell. And it's not you that's feeling that way. It's the spirit of evil, and you think you're feeling lonely because evil wants to keep you in prison. It wants to restrain you. God wants you to be free. And so I didn't go back. I didn't let that drive me either. Family members are doing horrible things to one another. Really, not all the time. Well, yeah, all the time. Your first trauma is in the family. It's not outside of the family for the most part, exception to the rule. But your first trauma is in the family. And because the first trauma is in the family, you now hate your family, which makes you feel like you got to stay with the family. It was unheard of for boys to be home after 18, 19. You're a grown man at that age. And as an adult, we are all responsible for ourselves. As an adult, we're responsible to seek the kingdom. We're responsible to go out and make a life for ourselves. We're responsible, if you want a family, to start our own family, if you want one. But you're not going to get it as long as you stay around mama. It's not good. I don't know one family, and I've talked to family the last 30 years around the world, with money, without money, all races. Not one family that have stayed around their parents grew in life. They have not gotten better. They only got worse. They're weaker. They're afraid. They feel obligated to mama. They'll put their wife before mama because that's what mama wants, and that is evil. Family members don't like each other. And you're not supposed to want anything from your family. You're not supposed to want anything from anyone. Now, we have, as the young man was saying, we have to work together here on earth as human beings. We do business together. We help each other out in the right way, but not because we're trying to get a sense of identity. We need to do that to function together. But you're not supposed to be there out of obligation. You're not obligated to your parents. You didn't tell them to have you. They were supposed to take care of you, to feed you, to house you, to clothe you, because you a kid, their kids. But that didn't mean you're obligated to them. And when you're not obligated, if you want to do something for them, you will. But you're not going to grow staying at home with parents. And you're not doing it out of love. You're doing it out of guilt. And it's no wonder our society, and that's not the only thing, is getting weaker. Because people are not going out into the world and living their lives, making your mistakes, growing from them, understanding them without the help of anybody. Especially your mama, your family. Family members don't like you and you don't like them. It's only because one doing for them. Look what happens when the family members stop giving you stuff. You get mad. Well, I need help. And I asked Lucia for $20 to pay my rent. And she said no. And I know she got money. And she wouldn't help me. Now you don't like Lucia no more. And so you contact all the family members that who don't like Lucia, right? And now you're gossiping about Lucia. Lucia is the bad one. But if Lucia had given you the money, you would love Lucia. But family members, our real family are children of God. And that's hard to find. Don't think just because a person reads the Bible and quotes scriptures and praise the Lord, that's your brother or sister. But this is not the way you're supposed to be living, especially with men. You go out and build your own world. You are your world. Build on that world. When Sean would tell me about how what he had going on in his life, I'm like, that's from the old school. He didn't just grow up weak and fragile and need his parents. You're not supposed to be that way. Isn't that amazing? And that's something new in this country, too, especially for men. Men, get away from mama. Fall away. Get away from daddy. Fall away. You're not obligated. If they get sick, oh, well. They're supposed to take care of themselves so that if they do get sick, they've already prepared for that. Your life is not supposed to stop for them. Mama dies, so Lord, I got to give up my life and go back home and take care of mama. Uh-uh. No. Family members don't love one another. And they're just thinking about, I got to stick by my family. We are family. I got to stick by my family. That's evil. That's not good. Suppose they're wrong, and your family will destroy you, but you're sticking by your family. Amazing. What do you think about that?
I agree with everything you just said. I completely agree. I mean, I left the moment I graduated from high school, went off to college immediately, moved here.
Do you feel obligated to them, though?
No, not at all. I mean, we have a great relationship. It's more of like a friendship at this point. I don't rely on them for anything. My husband provides what I need, what I want and need. So, yeah, no.
Okay. What do you think about the conversation?
About anything at all?
This family conversation we just had, yeah.
Well, I guess I could tell you that, you know, part of the reason why I'm here today is because of the nature of that conversation. Because I had been watching you and following along for about 4 years and sticking with the silent prayer as best I could. But then I would fall away and then see the truth again and then be brought back to reality and then fall away. And about a month ago is when I was really shown myself, and I woke up in my parents' home, living in my parents' home, and I realized that I was the absolute nature of Satan, and I was completely blind to it, and it was the most comforting and freeing thing to realize that, because I knew that God had showed me that, and that's actually the reason why. You know, the next idea that I had was to follow what God wanted for me in life and start doing the right thing and making the right decisions instead of just kind of watching you and, you know, seeing it in others but not really living it for myself. So that's really what kind of opened up my eyes to make the drive out here. And I wanted it to be a drive instead of a flight as well for that purpose. And it was an amazing... It was a terrifying and spiritually draining drive, because I was aware that God set me up to be sitting alone with Satan for the duration of the time, and he turned from harmless and friendly into the most terrifying thing imaginable. But you can only face that when you know the truth, when you know that he doesn't actually control you. You know, otherwise, every single thing is his control. So
nice, amazing.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to be attached to anything, and this whole family is important thing is a lie. Family don't like you. Family gossip about you. Family traumatize you. Families are no different than a stranger on the street. They're the same, because we're just blood. If that even means family. But we are not. We are a spirit, and we are family member with the spirit, not with the blood. It's in the blood, but not with the blood. It's with the spirit. We return to that, truly return to that. That's your true family. I noticed how Sean, the way he was raised, he's so independent. He just never do what he needs to do. He fish things, he take care of things. He like going out doing the same, and he's like, And I'm like, wow, that's the way boys and girls used to be raised. You don't have to tell them to do things, they just do it. But nowadays, you got to beg them, pay them, remind them, and they still might not get it done. You're living wrong. In that, you're supposed to grow up independent. And we become an adult, move out. And don't move down the block from mom and daddy. Move away and go through your own struggles. And don't be calling mama every day. And don't be trying to get a hug, oh, he left, from mama. What are you hugging mama for? That's spiritually wrong, is evil. Yes. They don't make them like that anymore. I'm telling you, it's a rarity now. When it used to be, that's why a lot of men went into their own business, because they were taught to work with their hands. If they didn't go to college, they start their own business, plumbing business, whatever it was, because they were taught to take care of themselves. Yes.
This subject kind of hit me real hard. My oldest nephew, who is my age, you know, that shows about how my family is set up. But,
right.
He called me and said, what do you know about our heritage, or like our, you know, great-grandmother, grandfather, and because there's a lot of hidden stuff that we don't know about.
Right.
And I thought about it. Well, I've already thought, I knew the answer already, and I was like, what does it really matter? And that's what I told him. And then he gave me a very revealing answer to my question. He said, I just want to feel good. I want to feel good. So,
yeah.
And I said, imagine if I told you, like, everyone was royalty, these great rulers, you know what I mean?
The king of Africa.
Exactly. And I'm like, so you're still in the same situation. Like, you still got to deal with yourself. And I said, what if everybody was, you know, the lowest of the low, the poorest, doing all types of crime? You're still within yourself, so you got to look within. Like, that stuff really doesn't matter. Like, that's I mean, I get it when some people do these ancestry tests, because I've been thinking about doing one myself, but really it doesn't matter. It's like within you, so just kind of
hit. And once you do an ancestry test, it's not going to do anything for you but make you feel good for a minute. And so it's just a feel-good feeling that will pass. Now you're still in your hellhole. Wake up, folks. Don't move. Everybody I know almost, not everybody, they live right down the block from the parents. I'm like, well, how did you get there? My mama told me to. She told me, don't move too far away. My grandmother told me, you leave it here at 18? I'm like, where I'm going? I don't know. I don't care. So I had to find my own way. I ended up in Indiana to get a job so I can move to California. Nobody was going to pay my way of anything. I was stuck. And thank God, because I never gave it, I didn't expect anything from them either. I made my own way. And when I say I, with the help of God, of course, but I wasn't thinking about God then. I was just trying to do what's in front of me. But men, you got to, he says to men, and now ladies too, because you ain't going to find no man. The man staying at home with mama. Unless you go to Mama Howe for dinner, and you might be there. It's okay as adults to go live your life. God made you that way. He didn't make mama to stop you. The devil did that. That's from hell. That's not from heaven. I saw a hand, and then we got to start. Your hand? Okay.
It's funny you say that. I was going to make a comment that Sean grew up white. Like, he just, his parents didn't give him anything for him to hang on to. And I find it
funny.
But
not only in the old days, blacks and Hispanics and everybody.
My mom did that to
raised
me.
Their children in that way. The fathers made sure that the kids, especially with the boys, were made to be independent.
At 14, I was out of the house because my mom said, you're going to keep messing up. Go mess up outside by yourself.
Yeah.
And at first, I didn't like it because I had a struggle, and it wasn't until as I got older, maybe when I hit 20 and I already had my own thing going, everybody's like, how'd you do it? I was like, mama kicked me out, and here I am today.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got to get Mitchell. Yes, Raymond.
I'll make this short. It seems like the biggest problem we have when we try to relay our families is that our families deny us the freedom to fail, because only through failure can we find success.
Interesting statement. Okay. But I do want to add, there's no such thing as failure or success. If you live your, and I'm trying to reflect, when I was first moved out here, I never thought of my life as failing or succeeding. I was dealing with what's in front of me. And it's not like I wasn't trying to think of those things. I just hadn't been taught. Either you succeed or you fail, right? I was just dealing with getting jobs, paying my bills, making stupid mistakes, going to parties, smoking pot. Not like this kind of kill me pot, because I was never comfortable with pot, but I did it. I used to hitchhike. They used to hitchhike all the time, right? And some crazy people would pick me up. I'm like, what the? If you want to meet some crazy people, hitchhike. You can't do it now because you get killed. Don't do it, kids. You get killed. Sean, you want to add anything a little bit to that not to a whole conversation, but how you were raised like that.
Yeah, I mean, my family definitely isn't perfect, you know, but growing up, just seeing how my dad handled situations and just him being an example, like seeing him overcome stuff and seeing how he deals with other people and just the lessons he taught me just by example, not even telling me, like, you know, this is how you do this.
That's
just
right.
Watching him do it. So
I never saw my father. Well, I saw my father in the older days complain. But my grandfather and father, his early life, I've never heard them complain about anything. They just did what they had to do, and they told you if they had a job for you to do, they say, go do that job. And if you don't do it, you're in trouble. You're still going to do the job.
Yeah. He spoke to me about, like, victimhood since I was a kid and, like, how that's not a good thing. And, you know, and that's just one of, like, a bunch of examples. But, yeah.
Amazing. So I saw another few. Yes, sir, real fast.
So that whole leaving the house at 18, is that a cultural thing? Or?
No, that's a spiritual thing.
Oh, yeah, because where my parents are from in their days and then my grandparents' days, you left the house when you were married.
Even and, for the boys?
Yeah, the men, yeah.
Really? But
and then the interesting thing is my father's older brothers, they all got married at 18 because they wanted to leave the house because they couldn't stand my grandpa because my grandpa, they were working for my grandpa their whole lives, you know, since they were like young kids. They would work the fields with him and everything, but he didn't give him any money. It was all just to pay off his gambling debts. That's why my dad came here to the United States. He was 26 years old, still working with my grandfather. He wasn't making any money. You know what? I'm leaving out of here, you know. So he left without getting married.
Well, I don't know about the culture thing, but even when I saw when I moved to the city from Alabama, I saw other culture, and the guys were more independent.
Well, they weren't married, though. I mean, they would let the boys leave from Mexico to the United States, but the girls, no. You had to be married.
Amazing.
Yeah, so.
Anybody else? What do you think about that, that you shouldn't stay around your family?
I agree. I mean, I did it instinctively at a young age. I moved to other countries, multiple states. I only came back just because I missed people, and I missed my home. But, you know, also I got a job here, and next thing you know, I'm back where I started.
Yeah.
But I like what you're saying. I understand a lot of what you're saying.
You're not going to grow up. I mean, I have to write a book to tell you this, especially moving from Alabama to California, back in the 60s and 70s, everything was going on. I'm coming from a plantation to a big city, but I never said, oh, this is so hard, I got to go back home. I done made a fool out of myself. I never even thought that way. I would just go from one situation to another. And a lot of times, blindly going to those situations. But I never look back. I never whine about it or look back. And so, but that's what men are supposed to do.
No, I didn't whine either. I just came back.
I know, but you came back because you were whining.
Not
to
necessarily.
To miss someone is whining.
I miss the beach. I miss where I was from.
I miss
the whole thing, yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It wasn't because of mama, if that's what you think.
I miss the beach. I'd rather for it to be because of mama instead of the beach. Did I ask you what you think about this conversation?
Not yet.
What do you think about it?
I see what you're saying. I think it's very important I separated from my family. I joined the military. I kind of left because my mom wanted to keep me at home.
Yeah.
I left, I struggled, but I found my way. And so I come from an Armenian family, and we kind of stick together, and we celebrate each other's birthdays, and we celebrate each other's kids. We celebrate food, you know, we get together, and I'm wondering, I see what you're saying is valid, but now I'm at a point where I see the spiritual battle, and my mother does not hold any, she can't control me emotionally. And I see her struggle, and I see my father struggle too. And I'm patient with him, I love him, and I can manage the situation. I can manage myself and also their chaos when it comes out.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, and quality of life seems to be better here. with me and my lady and the family, because there's so much to do. You know, we network, we find ways to make money, we hustle, but then we have fun, you know. In Texas, her and I, we just have the dogs and it gets lonely. So I'm wondering, is it still okay to come back to the family and we do sacrifice for each other in a way, like our time, our energy for each other, for us to be better. And me seeing that spiritual battle and understanding it and being able to manage it, would it be wise? Would it be better for my lady and I to come back here and enjoy life with extended family, or do we keep ourselves segregated and miss out on all those parties, miss out on all those experiences, and not be able to share with? I'm going back and forth. I don't, you know, but I do see the importance of for me, it was very important to leave. Yeah. Otherwise, my mom would have kept me a kid. She wanted to protect me, and she can't help herself. I get it. And I forgive her for that, but that's where I'm at with it.
That's a very, very good question, too. And Sean want to respond to it. And Joel, and then I put my last two cents. Should he come back home to his folks, family, or stay out there and build a life?
I mean, how far away are you? Like,
well, Dallas and then here.
And then here? I mean, that's close enough where you can come back when you want to, not out of guilt. You don't have to be in the actual area, because you might come back and I would say to stay segregated, you know, and because you could come back and really mesh yourself with your whole extended family, and it could create a whole lot of problems for you. You know, you might think, oh, this is going to be great. I'll be going to these parties, and you might be thinking of all the good things, but you're not thinking of all the bad things that might come. So Dallas to LA is still close enough where you could come back when you want to these parties and still socialize with them. But other than that, I would stay away. But
yeah.
And it's not just the social events either. You know, I have younger cousins and who, when they are in trouble or they need something I can help with, I want to take on that responsibility of having their back in case somebody, you know, something happens. So it's not just the good times, it's also right. The bad times. And with sacrificing doing that, you know, without expecting anything back from them,
right.
But at least being a good example for my family. And, you know, I find value in that.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
I'd say that being that you're looking to have your own family, you're going to have enough to worry about with your own family. Like, sure. That's going to be your core responsibility. It's going to be plenty to be responsible for. So to be responsible for that and also try to be responsible for your extended family, like you as a father, if you had, you don't have kids already, but once you do, it will be for them and only for them. Once you start extending it, it's just going to be too much to handle. Like, it's,
thank you, bro.
Amazing. Helps you when you
have kids. I have kids. I was one of the other. Oh, sorry.
Yes, you're. Oh, let me do it, and then I'll hear as far. I didn't even do the biblical question yet. Okay.
Maybe, this is just my opinion, if you've been so used to growing up, being around family, being around people, it could be the reason why you feel lonely now, because you're not used to being alone, you know, or away from your family. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you miss your family, it just could mean that you're just not used to being alone and you feel like being around people again will make you feel better. It's just you're so used to attachment, possibly, in my opinion. But I do have another question, but I'll let you.
What's your question?
It's
okay.
Well, it's about the same thing.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I was gonna say, do you think it's in your opinion, do you think it's wrong to miss people, like, you know, miss seeing them or miss being around?
It's pure evil, and it has nothing to do with you. And the reason you keep wanting to come back is because of emotions. I feel lonely without them. I feel good to have fun when I come. I feel good, right? I want to be impressive for my nephews and nieces. It's all ego, and you're going to regret that. I'm not telling you not to do it. Do it if you want, but you will regret it because of all ego, Because once you get married, your mother is going to run that. And if she can't run it, she's going to talk to the other, especially the Armenian family. She's going to be an army against you. And then y'all are going to split, meaning the family is going to be split. And there's one that takes your side, not going to be your side either, really. But you're doing it out of ego, and you need to overcome that. Instead of running back for the few, you're not responsible for your nephews and nieces and cousins and all that. Their father and mother is responsible for them, not you. You're not your brother's keeper. And you're doing it to feel good. Oh, look at me. I'm a good example for my nephew and niece. The devil got you twisted. You better be glad to be away so you can see that you're emotional. That loneliness is not you. That's the false nature in you. It's evil. And then to tell you, you got to go to some parties or go for the family, you feel so good. That's still Satan got you going back and forth, and you never growing into who you really are because you think you're the emotions. You're chasing feelings. And if you want to go, as Sean said, if you want to go, but not looking for anything. If you want to go visit once in a while. But in the long run, if you work on you and overcome those feelings, you're going to have a family, your own family, and they're going to love you because you love what's right. You're not into feelings. And your wife would love you because you're not into her, because you don't have those feelings for her either. And you're going to create a new generation because you're going to create a family made out of love and not out of feelings. That makes sense?
It does.
So don't run away from those emotions. Run to them so you can overcome them. It's like a drug addict or anything. They run to things to make them feel better, and they never overcome it. Or they'll find something else to get into, and then they'll stop taking the drug, but they found another drug. Your mother's not going to like the fact that you put your wife first. And she ain't going to like it. And then your father too weak to stop her. You're going to have a mess on your hand. What do you think about that?
I think it's valid. What you're saying is, I mean, since the beginning, since I started watching you, it's all been proven to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those emotions are not you. They keep you in hell. It's not you. It's the nature of evil. So you don't want to run back for the feelings. And get out of your head, oh, I could take care of my nephews. I could be a good example. No, you can't. It's their responsibility, not yours. So get out of your head. If you're trying to start a family, you got to do it out there on your own. Because she's not going to be happy because she's going to see that your mother's controlling, and she's going to want to be first, right? Even before the kids, unfortunately. But she's definitely not going to like your mother because she's going to see how you... And then your mother not going to treat her well. Even if she pretends, oh, I love... No, she doesn't. So smoke on it, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. And you mentioned something.
Well, actually, I'm from the future, and everything he's saying is true. That happened to me.
It did?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. That's how the devil set us up with emotions and family members. And the devil used mama to keep you from overcoming, really. So feel the loneliness, but don't call the loneliness you. It's not you. It's really not you. It's in your mind and emotions, but it's not you. Stop identifying with it. All right? Okay. Yes, sir.
I was just going to add that it's selfish to think that anyone needs you.
Sure, yeah.
As well.
It's ego thinking somebody, they don't need you. When in reality, you really need them for emotion support. They don't really need you. But you say, oh, I'm a good example for them. But you really say, I need them to make me feel good. You want to overcome that. All right? Okay. Good point, man.
Thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. That, what's the biblical question? That, or anybody?
Are you afraid when people criticize you?
I'm sorry?
Are you fearful when... Oh. Do you fear criticism?
Do you?
No.
You don't fear criticism?
Not at all. No.
And how do you know you don't?
Because I don't take heed to it. I mean, I don't take heed to criticism. And I feel like when people say it's constructive, it's really just a form. Not all the time. There are some times where I've experienced constructive criticism, but usually it's someone judging and really wanting you to do things their way. So it's constructive. I don't even know what that means, really.
So there's a constructive criticism and a negative criticism?
Supposedly.
And what is a constructive criticism?
Constructive criticism is when someone is pointing out giving you some sort of feedback on something that they feel that you could improve upon.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you, in a yellow hat, do you fear criticism?
No, but I used to.
I'm sorry?
I used to, but not now.
And why did you before?
Well, because criticism strikes at the heart of the not you, the false identity. And I build up a false identity. And so when I got criticized, take, for example, something small like at work, it's like an attack on who you are or who you've made yourself up to be. And so since I identified with that person that I made myself out to be, any attack on that was an attack on me.
How do you deal with constructive criticism then?
Now?
Yeah.
I love it. I look for it.
And how do you deal with negative criticism?
The same. I enjoy it.
What is constructive criticism?
Any criticism that is aimed at progressing your evolution.
Oh, okay. And do you feel criticism?
No, I don't.
And both negative and constructive? And why not?
Probably mostly because most of the time that I've been criticized over my life, it's not been with good intentions, so it just has never really been particularly useful.
At one time, did you fear criticism?
Yeah.
And why?
Insecurity.
Insecurity?
Yeah.
In what way? What do you mean?
I was just young. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was afraid of making mistakes.
And okay.
So when people pointed out my mistakes, I would get really hard on myself.
Yeah. Amazing. How about you? You fear criticism?
No.
And have you ever feared criticism?
I used to.
And why?
It's just I got attached to what I put a lot of effort into it, and the effort turned into a connection. I felt connected to what I put effort into, and the more time I spent on it, the more protective I became of it. And when someone came from the outside looking in and gave me, you know, it could have been constructive, or not, it wouldn't matter because I would feel attacked. Like, I put all this effort into it, and then someone says something negative about it, and I just couldn't take it. But, you know, eventually...
Were you okay with constructive criticism, though?
I took it better when people showed me a little solution with the criticism, and they called it constructive.
Did you feel better with constructive criticism?
I did, a little bit.
And why?
Because they were showing me a way rather than just saying, this is bad, and giving me a way.
Okay. Let me talk to Miss Alabama first. Do you feel criticism?
I don't.
How about negative criticism?
I don't.
How about constructive criticism?
No.
Have you always been that way?
Not always, but it did start, the training of me not being fearful of that started very young.
Started what?
That started at a young age.
To overcome that?
Yes.
And what is constructive criticism?
Constructive criticism for me is like when someone tells you what you're doing good at, and then they tell you, okay, it could be done better if you do X, Y, Z. So it's like, I'll present you with the good, then I'm going to destroy you with, you know, the bad.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Do you fear criticism?
I do at times, yeah.
You now?
Yeah, like I really, when you brought this question, we play volleyball. And so when I feel like when I play with my husband, it's like, it's just criticism. and then I thought, is it constructive criticism, the way that they were mentioning? And I'm like, well, he does tell me, hit it this way instead of this way. But it's almost become, I realize it becomes almost like mama, like just let me play, you know, like, but so I don't know. I don't know if there's, I don't know what constructive, I mean, like it's, like she said, it's giving us a better way, like a solution, but it's like, if I don't do it, get off my back, you know, like I just, just let, I don't know.
So you want your husband back off while you play volleyball?
Yeah, like I understand what he's giving me a, like a good tip. Oh, do it this way, but right. It's like at time because I'm so used to doing it this way, I go back, but then at times I do it his way. So it's just, and then I feel like if I'm still getting a little, I feel something about it. It's because I still have that fear of criticism.
Do you tell him to shut up?
Yeah, I tell him I want to play on another team. Because it's like, but then I go, I think, oh, I should be able to overcome this.
Yeah, so. Amazing. You had your hand about this? Okay, real fast.
I've been thinking about this all week, Jesse. I got a unique experience on this.
Okay, do you feel criticism?
Hardly at all.
Do you feel criticism?
A little bit.
Okay, so you do fear it?
Maybe 5% of what it used to be.
Do you feel criticism?
No. Fear?
Do you fear? That's the biblical question, right? Do you fear criticism?
No. Do I fear criticism?
Or do you have a fear of criticism?
No. I
would
encourage
you just say
it.
A little bit, not holler at all, not that, and then you say, no, which one is it?
Maybe it varies. Maybe sometimes I feel a little bit affected, and sometimes, no, I don't care.
So you do fear criticism?
A tiny bit, sometimes.
So you do fear it?
Sometimes, not all the time.
But sometimes is all the time.
No. Sometimes I have zero fear of criticism. And okay. Some days I may have a little bit.
Okay.
Right? I have a unique experience, Jesse. Look.
Go ahead, real fast.
I got part of a community, about 100,000 people, and I suggest that they've hated me. So I'm part of a dirty community on the internet that hates me. And so about 100,000 people tell you crap every day.
Oh, I don't have to all that. I just want to know if you feel
criticism. Well, I'm saying...
I know, but I don't
fear criticism anymore because a lot of people rubbed up against my sharp edges.
I gotta stop it now. I don't want to hear about all that.
That's a good point, Jesse. I thought about it all week.
Thank you. Amazing.
Okay.
But let me do this. To erase fear of anything, no such thing as positive constructive criticism or negative criticism. They're just words. That's all it is. And because you accept constructive criticism, it set you up not to handle whatever you think negative criticism is. But if you didn't think about either one, it would just be words. It's a setup. We got to overcome words. So if somebody says something nice about you, fine. Okay, thank you. If they turn around and say something bad about you, okay, thank you. Because the person that give you constructive criticism, quote unquote, they could say something negative about you just like that. And now you're like, oh, I thought you were my friend. I don't like you now. They're just words. They have no meaning. It only hurts the ego because it set you up. That makes sense? You must become whole. You got to overcome the world. All right? So overcome the world. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want. Continue to work on yourself. And a lot of people are now. All thoughts and the way the world have taught you is totally wrong. You're not going to have a life following the life of the world. Your parents, your teachers, your preachers, your friends, the world. But you can't overcome the world of your own. You got to die from the ego. And when you die from the ego, you're overcoming the world. And eventually there'll be no past and no future. You will be whole. You will be free. All right? So just watch it. Don't fight it. Watch it. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mothers and fathers because the mother screwed you up. And the father too weak to protect you. Forgive mama. You're overcoming mama. When you're overcoming mama, you're overcoming evil. Forgive her and let the nature die, all right? Next week, biblical question is...
Which would you rather, which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Which are you mostly which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? And you say, you're most interested in doing something rather than being something?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do it, it's done.
Nice.
It's always going to change.
Which are you most interested in, being or doing? Being something or doing something?
Being.
Being something?
Yeah.
Not doing something?
Well, I can't do anything unless I become, unless I wake up and see who I really am.
Okay. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Neither one.
Neither one?
Neither one.
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Doing something.
Doing something.
Yeah.
How about you? Lord.
I can't answer. Can I save it?
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Being something.
Being something. Who you want to be?
I have more, but I'll save it.
Okay. You had a question for me, but I forgot. Do you still have
it? I answered it. It was the miss thing. If it's okay to miss people, should you
no.
miss?
No.
Yeah, you answered it.
It's all ego to miss anybody.
Whatever.
When your mother says she miss you, it ain't about you. It's about her. And it's all selfish. It's a lack of love. It is all ego. She ain't thinking about you. It's about herself. Amazing, huh? I'm out of time. Thank you for your support, your tithe and offering and all that. And we'll do your super chats on Monday, tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the Crete don't rise. Listen, folks, work on you. You're going to be surprised at the wisdom that will come. He's going to give you, the Father, a clear mind. He'll destroy the devil and give you a clear mind, all right? We've all been screwed up. So now it's time to overcome. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate it. And thank you all. Amazing today. Amazing. Thank you.